Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action! Welcome to the End of the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with a slight obsession of everything pop culture.
The Ted Lasso season 3 trailer finally dropped.
This is very long awaited. Like, really long awaited.
So long awaited. Like, longer than we were waiting for, like, a release date. We just kind of wanted a trailer or some proof of life.
Yeah. Yes.
I am kind of annoyed they didn't drop the trailer with the release date, but, like, it's fine, I guess.
Yeah. It's okay. Just trying to make it perfect.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah. Really didn't give anything away.
No, but we got,
it gave me some looks.
I was going to say, we got very milfy Rebecca.
Yes, like, we did.
Extremely milfy.
We did. We got adorable. And you know what? No shade to the freaking teaser, because the teaser was emotional as hell.
The teaser was so pure.
It's like, wow, okay.
I loved it.
What did Ted say at that? If seeing is believing, I believe we've been seen. And I was like, stop, sir. You can't make me cry right
now. I can't wait to stop watching this show.
No, I literally just watched when I watched the trailer, I was like, wow, this season's just going to be pain. I also appreciate they're not, what's the right word? Marking it as the final season.
I was just gonna say, I feel like it's not the final season.
But, like, he keeps saying that it is.
Just from that trailer, it just feels like a good middle season. Like, I feel like there will be at least one more.
Yeah, I feel like it doesn't seem like a goodbye yet.
I have OCD, Mr. Sudeikis. I'm going to need you to make it a 4-4 just to make it even.
Even. Mr. Sudeikis, I have depression.
This is a show about mental health.
Yeah. I have depression. Your little stupid soccer show, your football show. I'm sorry. Yeah. It makes me stop. Not want to jump off the cliff.
Football, so. You wanker.
Wanker. So you have to keep going, and I'll tell you when you're allowed to stop, which is never.
Never. Yeah. Unless you are stopping so Miss Waddingham can go on Broadway.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's the only suitable explanation, but then you still have to come back when she's done.
What's Miss Waddingham doing? I feel like she just announced something recently. Oh, she's going to be hosting Eurovision, which
I hope so. That's cool.
Which better happen.
Was she on? Tell her I'm making this up. Was she a guest judge on RuPaul?
Yeah, she was.
Okay, I was going to say, I feel like I remember this. Because I'm like, I feel like she just fit in really well. But why do I feel that?
Because
she absolutely did.
Slain. I just realized she changed her profile picture on Twitter. It's really cute. What else? Is this it? No, I feel like she was like, just announced something else. Maybe I just thought of, like, the Ted Lasso trailer. That's maybe. Probably what. But, yeah. I also... excuse me. So, I went on Twitter yesterday, and the first thing I see is the trailer. And it's not even from Apple TV. It's from, like, some, like... not, like, I wouldn't say a parody account, but just, like, a low-key account. And I was like, excuse me? I, like, had to do some more digging, and I was like, is this actually real? And then, like, 4 hours later, Apple TV posted it. And I was like, wow, you're really late to the game.
Yeah.
Maybe, no, Apple TV shows usually release on Fridays. I was gonna say, maybe, like, it was released before one of their new, an episode of their new show.
I don't know.
A new episode of one of their shows.
I canceled my membership to Apple TV.
That's fair. The only thing you watch is Ted Lasso.
Well, I only because I had a free subscription because I bought a new iPad.
That's fair.
So it gave me a free 3 months, and I only wanted to activate it so I could watch Megan Mullally's Carpenter.
That's fair.
I watched it twice, and then I canceled it.
That's fair.
But it wouldn't let me screen record it, so now I'll only have it in my memory.
Rip. That's
because. I don't think you've lived until you've seen Megan Mullally and Nick Offerman sing London Bridge by Fergie and 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon.
That's actually iconic.
It was amazing.
You know, I actually do have Apple TV, so I can
Oh my
watch
God, can we
that.
watch it together?
Yeah, of course we can.
Okay.
But yeah, so the trailer drop was like really just out of the blue. Like,
It
no
no,
warning.
it just happened.
Yeah, it was like,
And I
oh.
think the Riverdale trailer is also gonna drop randomly because there are clips already from it that have just like leaked. So like I feel like we're
Wait,
getting that
what?
shortly. Have you not seen that?
Oh.
There's like clips that have released. I forget who I saw it from, but like it's nothing, it doesn't have any Alice, so like I didn't really care. But like, yeah, there was like Cheryl, there was Archie, like there were just little clips. So I feel like that one's dropping soon too. I feel like there was
It
another
better
show
be.
that was gonna drop a trailer
No
shortly.
jackets.
No, I'm thinking Haunted Mansion. That one, the makers are saying that they're gonna release that trailer soon, but we don't know what soon is. But then someone said it's gonna be like Friday.
Okay.
And I hope it's Friday, but with my luck, Winona won't be in it. So, well, I'll be waiting for nothing.
Why do I like just thought Miss Waddingham was in it, but that's a lie, right?
I think so.
Dan Levy is in it. I can, that's
Dan
fine.
Levy is in it, Jamie Lee Curtis is in it, and Winona Ryder is in it. So, like, I am set.
We're good.
It really just like catered to us
It
specifically.
did. I'm really
Yeah.
confused of what Winona Ryder is going to do in it.
People think she's going to be the bride.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this a remake or a sequel?
A remake, I believe. I have to watch the original.
The original is pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, so.
Anyway, this is about Ted Lasso.
Yes.
Kisa, we haven't talked in like a week.
We have it.
Yeah, like we talked, but like
We literally
we
just
just
talked
have
for 2 hours.
so much to talk about today. Oh, we should have got Izzy to come back.
I know, I
She's
was
in
honestly
school.
thinking about that. Yeah, and she's got her show this week. And I was like, if we recorded this 2 week in 2 weeks, like she would be so down.
I wonder if she can come back when the actual full season drops, or even the premiere. We can talk about the premiere.
No, full season might be better because I think she might be done school.
We'll plan for that. We'll ask her.
Yeah,
I think
we
we should
will.
just always have Izzy on the show.
I mean, we should. But don't worry, Izzy, we'll talk about Roy Cayley for you.
Yes, we will. Of course, we will. Do we? There isn't really much, like, there isn't any, like, talking in the trailer.
Yeah,
So,
so
like,
that's
it's
like
hard
the
to kind
first
of.
thing I noticed was that
Yeah.
there's like
Oh, you
the
said that you
only.
went through the other two. Was there any talking in those ones?
Yeah, so there's talking in
Okay.
the first two. Obviously, I figured in the first one there would be because you kind of have to set up the whole show. The second one there was talking, and this one was just the music, and then except the little speech at the end where Sam's like, "I love you guys." We'll get to that. We'll get to
My
that.
boy.
So the song is, what did I say the song was?
You can't always get. Oh, wait, which one?
You can't always get what you want is what's playing in this one.
Yes.
The song in the first trailer is called The Underdog. Very fitting. The second one is called Under Pressure, which is also very fitting because they were kicked out of the Premier League and like now there's obviously the pressure for them to get back in the Premier League. And this one, you can't always get what you want, which can be applied to many different
It
storylines,
can be. I feel like it
which
can
is
almost apply to
crazy.
every storyline.
Yes.
I
Which
feel
is
like the
very
music choice is
exciting.
very purposeful.
Oh, Jason Statham is purposeful for everything. Like, even for, I don't know where people keep finding these posters, but thank you for everyone that keeps finding these posters. So where is it? So you have little Roy screaming,
So
yes.
cute.
And then you have Miss Keeley holding the Richmond flag,
Queen.
right? Then you have Miss
I
Waddingham
did see this one.
holding the Richmond flag with Ted cheering on. And they're
That's
both
Endgame if I've
wearing
ever seen
red.
it. Endgame.
Jason Sudeikis literally has planned Ted Lasso from the very first second he started writing Ted Lasso. So I know what
And
this
here's
is.
my thing. You know Ted Becca is going to get together because who wouldn't write themselves kissing Hannah Waddingham?
Right?
Like that just doesn't feel right. Like, you know how, like, David Lynch wrote himself kissing Machen Amick in Twin Peaks?
Yeah.
Like, that's the same vibe. Like, take your shot while you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a creepy way. Don't do it in a creepy way.
No.
But, like, shoot that shot.
Please shoot that shot, because, like, I'm...
For our sanity.
Yeah.
We are mentally ill.
Yeah.
We need our silly little soccer show and our silly little soccer coach and soccer boss. Football is life.
Literally love these freaking... God damn it. Why am I so in love with this stupid little freaking football show? I don't even understand soccer. Fun fact, if you started watching Ted Lasso a week ago today, we're filming this on a Tuesday, you'd be set for the premiere. When they were explaining the rules of soccer, I was like, wow, I still don't freaking know soccer, and this is my fourth time rewatching the goddamn show.
Yeah.
They're like, offside. And I was like, what?
Have started rewatching. I can totally catch up in time,
You totally could.
Yeah.
You totally could.
I have nostalgia for the last time I watched it. Just reminds me of morning coffees as we do our makeup.
Yep. So good. So good.
We need to pick a show for next time. I feel like we should rewatch Yellow Jackets.
Oh my god, Colors.
Because we have new episodes by then.
Yeah, we will. Wonderful.
Can't wait.
What else was I gonna say about? I also think I just need to make this my screensaver because
I love it. It's adorable. So cute.
Also, Woman in Red. I think that's my major weakness in life.
Yeah.
So good. So good. Okay. Maybe we should talk about the actual trailer.
Probably.
So the meaning behind the song. So you originally said that the meaning behind the song was to do with Nate. So maybe we should do a little recap.
Maybe.
At the end of season two, Nate basically tells Ted off and he leaves, and Rupert hires him as the coach of West Ham. Sam, I'm not going to say that I don't really understand why they mentioned Sam's story, because I guess it made sense, but I'm also really confused. So Sam bought a restaurant
that he's
going to open up to make Nigerian food in Richmond.
Hear me out.
Yes.
What if that's Ted Beck's first date?
I would cry. Also, a little weird. A little weird.
Yes. But I'm here for it. Like, the entire team just gets together to, like, make them a nice Nigerian meal.
Oh my god, stop.
I need
this. Also, I should say that Sam was going to go to the Nigerian national team. He got, like, an offer, but he decided to stay for Richmond. And basically was telling Hannah through telling Ted, no, telling Rebecca through telling Ted that he was just wanted to, like, be by himself and work on himself, basically, because he didn't know Sam and Rebecca had a little fling.
Yeah.
Yes. And then Roy and Keely. Roy bought tickets for him and Keely to go to Spain, but Keely turned him down and told him that she couldn't go because she was just starting her business and that they would see each other in 6 weeks.
That hurt my soul.
It did hurt my soul as well. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So basically this entire season is going to be about Nate and West Ham.
I think so.
Nate's a little shit, which we all know.
Absolutely.
I'm looking at the trailer right now. Generally I thought this trailer was fake at first. I'm not even going to lie to you.
It does have that vibe. Also, just because we've been waiting for some kind of sign of life from this cast.
Yes. First off, this is the first shot of Miss Wanningham, Miss Rebecca Welton.
She looks so good.
So good. I also want to know where this is.
I was going to ask, do we know where that is? I was getting train station vibes.
I'm trying to read the sign.
I've personally never been to the UK. I can't tell you what a train station looks like there, but I feel like they're not that different from here. Yeah.
I don't know what that sign says to the left of her.
1 second. I'm getting there. That is so cute. It's my boy. I love it. Yeah, I feel like this is definitely a train station.
Train station.
Bronze metal. Yeah, that looked like a sign in the background of, like, places. But where are you going, Miss Wanningham?
Bronze metal. Wait, hold
on. I got that too. I got bronze metal, and that's all I can get.
I think that's 100 meters something bronze medal. Ma'am, are you in a sports building?
Bronze medal 2012. That's 2012, correct?
Oh my god, yeah, you're right.
But what is Ola
Abidogun? I think that's a name. I think that's a name.
Let me see if I can look that up.
You know? She makes me want to dye my hair platinum blonde.
Right?
Interesting. Where is this building, ma'am? Okay, I'm very intrigued now.
Right? So he's an Olympic athlete.
He is. Where is this?
Oh, he's a part of the Paralympics.
He is?
Yeah, it said he won at the 2012 Paralympics.
Oh, he is.
Oh, he's an amputee. Damn, good for him. You love to see it. You really do.
I mean, he's doing better than I am.
Yeah. He's from Ilford, London, England, love. So, I have no idea where she is.
Alright!
Richmond is going to the Olympics. You heard it here first. We cracked the code. I love that she can just take off the hat and still have perfect hair.
I know. It's so fucking hot.
Yeah, but you get, like, Ted, you get Rebecca, Roy, and then Keely, like, all. Oh, and Jamie. All walking, yes. Towards. So, like, obviously they're going to be our mains. They always are.
I really hate Jamie's hair and these orange unis.
Yeah, not stoked about the uniforms.
No. I'm also really confused.
You know what I was confused about? What?
Are they playing in this game? They gotta be. They're just probably doing bad. They probably just lost.
Yeah. What confused me is I can never remember his name. There's so many people on that team. I can never remember all the character names. But the guy who was captain last season is captain still in the beginning of the trailer, but then it's Sam at the end. So I don't know what's going to happen there to make Sam captain.
Yeah, unless they can have two captains. I'm sure they probably could, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
When we get back
I'm to here for it because my boy Sam is going to be a captain. Sam Obasanya, the love of my life. I hope he gets more screen time.
I hope so too. Okay. And then the next clip is Nate finally having his table by the fucking window.
And you know he just yelled at them for it.
Yeah, and you know he's living his life that he finally got this stupid freaking table in front of the window.
Yep.
literally only person that cares about this table is him. And he's looking ugly with his white hair.
He really is.
Going on, Nate doesn't get enough of her time. Oh, Chelsea. That makes sense. I should have known Chelsea was that powder blue and white. And then they lose to Chelsea, which seems depressing.
That is depressing.
Okay, yeah. So in this clip, he still has the captain and Sam doesn't.
Yeah, that's what I was noticing.
Okay. I'm really curious now what's going to happen. Is he going to get traded? No, I don't like when any of them get traded.
I don't want him to get traded.
Big sad. I'm also really upset that they keep losing. I thought they would eventually start doing better.
Right.
It's depressing.
Like, give me that character growth with them just being good.
Yeah.
I almost wonder if also the song is foreshadowing for the fact that they're not going to win against Rupert's team.
Yeah. I know.
I need this trailer, I mean, I need this season to just come out all in one, because it's going to stress me out. It's going to stress me out a lot.
To stay up and, like, watch these premiere live.
Yeah. It really sucks that we're on the East Coast, because, like, the West Coast gets it 3 hours early.
Oh, I know. So rude.
Because then we have to stay up till 3, they have to stay up till 12.
Mm-mm, that comes out 12 hour time.
It does? This is amazing. Yeah, it does. Amazing, amazing news.
It is. Okay. Then, so you do get some sound. You just get laughs, really.
Okay. So
you get Ted in, like, a press conference, and they're laughing, and then you get extremely milfy, Rebecca Wanningham. I mean, Hannah Wanningham. Rebecca Belton. And just the look that she gives him. It's like that cute little, like, oh, he's such a dork eye roll, but I love him.
Yep.
Just like, just losing my mind.
Really don't see any feasible way where they don't at least have a kiss or a date or a handhold. I'm picturing. I'm envisioning. The mind is working. They're sitting, and just one of them, I'm picturing Rebecca. They have both their hands on a bench. She just does a little grab. Just does a little grab. And then Ted kind of looks at her. They share a smile, and it's like, death upon us. Dead.
It's like,
I just cracked the code. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I just watched the episode yesterday of where Ted and Sassy slept together. And I just still feel so weird that Ted sleeps with people.
Right. He just feels so pure.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like,
that's the other thing. Like,
have sex?
Right. I wanted to go back. I wanted to read, like, Ted Becca fanfiction. And I've tried. I just can't do it. I've tried. And no. It just is weird. It's really well done. Like, no hate to any of the writers.
Yeah.
Very well written. I just can't picture him in that situation. He's too pure. Pure as snow, one might say.
Like, there's also some wonderful artwork of them in bed together, or just, like, them, like, naked. I'm just like, I, like, that man is too pure.
Because I also can't picture him, like, taking charge in any way when he's with her. Like, she is a dom through and through.
Especially because she's, like, got the height on him.
Exactly. Exactly.
I feel like their first kiss is going to be weird.
Right?
But, like, I need it.
Sorry, I dropped my pen.
It's okay.
No, I do feel like their first kiss is going to be weird.
But give it to me, Mr.
Oh, give it to me.
I need it.
Me too. Okay. Yeah, trailer doesn't really give us a whole lot, which no, maybe is a good thing. Like, it's going to be just a surprise for...
Which is frightening as well.
Yeah.
Because you just got a lot of people walking. I'm also really interested in... Wait, I'm really curious. Okay. So there's a scene of Jamie that's walking in on Keely and Roy in a bedroom.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to see if there's diplomas. Oh, this is Jamie's room. That's even weirder.
That is weird.
Okay. Jamie's hair is really pissing me off. It's really not cute. Why are they in Jamie's house? And it seems like a childhood house. And why is Roy and Keely in his room?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
Neither do I.
That's a bit awkward.
Just a little.
Just a wee old bit.
Okay, and then we get West Ham, and Nate is coaching West Ham.
Nate, like, physically angers me.
Yep. And Rupert, too.
Oh, he's a given.
Ooh, this little, like, hand pat that Rupert, like, shoulder tap that Rupert gives.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like Nate's about it.
I feel like he's going to try to overthrow
Rupert?
Yeah.
Probably.
And I don't think that's going to go well.
Yeah, I think he's going to get mad at Rupert, too.
Yeah. Because I think at this point he just thinks he's better than quite literally everybody.
Everyone, yeah. And then I forgot they do plus play West Ham. And then
there's this scene of them on the bus, and I just really hope it's like, I know you don't like Pitch Perfect, but I'm really hoping it's like the Party in the USA Pitch Perfect bus scene.
Girl, you're so far. But yes, what? I do hope it's like that.
I want them to just like sing together something. Give me a little kumbaya or something.
Absolutely.
Sorry. I just skipped ahead as I was looking.
No, it's fine. I mean, you want to go happy and go lucky, and I'm mentally going ill over Ted having a panic attack.
Yeah. I saw that. My stomach just sank, and I'm like...
It's like, oh, God, I hope he, like, works this one through. Doesn't run off. It's fine. And it doesn't seem like things are going to go well for this game. And it seems like a lot of fights are going to break out.
There was a fight that was starting to break out.
Yeah, there is. Nate's look of disgust, I'm not really for. This is them playing Chelsea. Once again, Miss Waddingham looking adorable as...
She is adorable. I love her.
Just that face.
Her hair is amazing.
Amazing.
Like, my hair is the same length right now, and it does not look that good.
No. I can't get that much volume in my hair.
No. I would love to know how she does it.
Same. So clearly, I mean, things have to go well at some point with some of these games that they win, because there's a lot of cheering at one point, thank God.
It's just like, you know, something is bound to go wrong. It's some.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the song.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be my second favorite look. Wait, hold on. I got to freaking pause it. Go back. Fuck. I keep missing it. Just the swoop. The red. She is so glowing. Pretty. I need that lip combo.
I love that
Ted's still bringing her biscuits.
Biscuits with the boss, man.
I'm just in love.
Me too.
I'm glad the second half of the trailer seems happier.
Yeah. I think that's just like the balance of the show. It's like happy and it's sad. Not even like sad. It's just very real and like raw.
Yeah.
And relatable.
It is. No. This is quite interesting. So I'm assuming this is Sam's restaurant, right? You would assume that?
I think so.
It looks like the restaurant's name is Ola's, which is the name of that dude that was on the sign. I don't know if that's a quinky dink.
Are they or friends, maybe? That, maybe?
Maybe. Maybe that.
This is the UK. Maybe they went to see him or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm also really questioning. I can't zoom in.
I say this why is the UK as if it's like a small American town. Right?
It's the boots, the shorts. Like, he looks like an American dad to me.
Yeah. On, like, a camping trip.
Yes. Okay. Also, so we're going back to the scene. If were you the one that said this? That if Miss Waddingham is not singing on the bus right here? Goddamn. I have to pause at the right spot. And I'm not pausing it at the right spot. I probably should watch this song. Okay. This is Miss Waddingham. Miss Walton. Just look how casual she's sitting. And it looks like... I'm trying to figure out who that is. Because I have absolutely zero idea.
I don't know.
Because that's red hair.
I don't know.
Unless that's beard and he has one of his crises and dyes his hair red.
His hair is already kind of like a reddish blonde.
But that's red.
Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, no, I hope this is a pitch perfect moment on this bus. Because
me too.
If Miss Pahani...
I'm just getting like a them all busting out Kiss from a Rose or something like that with Ted just doing the ba-da-da-da-da-da-da that part.
Stop.
Because I can just very vividly picture it.
I also think it's in Miss Hannah Waddingham's contract where she has to sing at least once throughout the season.
I think she should.
She should. We need it.
It's just a trend at this point. And I think Jason even knows, like...
Yeah, I like, he's definitely memorized by her voice, and I love that.
Who isn't?
Right? There's the... I think I sent this to you. This was, like, a few months ago. The... the UK did some like special, I guess, for like Veterans Day or something. I don't even know if they celebrate Veterans Day in the UK, but it was around that time, and she sang a Dean Martin song, and her version is way better than Dean Martin's, and I wish she would record a freaking album.
I want her to record an album so bad. It's not even funny.
I need it.
I just came up with a dream role for her. Give me her as Michelle Pfeiffer's character in Hairspray. Right?
She would eat. No crumbs.
Think of her singing Miss Baltimore Crabs.
Oh.
I'm done for it. That is also currently like one of my repeat songs.
Miss Waddingham, just do a full-on Broadway album.
Yes. Please.
We need that.
We need that a lot. Is that the end of the trailer?
No, there's a few more.
Okay.
So you also have Ted Bearden and his son going to a West Ham game.
I did see that. It was so cute.
It's adorable because this man is literally the definition of kill them with kindness.
Yeah.
Because Nate's probably like, what the fuck? And like, you should know Nate deep down, like he should have known Ted was going to come to a game.
Yeah.
Because, like, even though, like, he was so mean to Ted, I'm sure Ted's proud of him. Because that's just the type of person Ted is.
Can't relate, but, like, that's absolutely Ted.
Because even, like, his Nate's face is like, wow, I can't believe he came.
Yeah. Didn't he do that to something else in, like, second season or first season?
What do you mean?
I feel like he did something similar where he just, like, showed up where he wasn't really well, like, wanted or whatever. Not, like, not wanted, but I feel like it was another moment with Nate, so.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, no, I'm just thinking of I think I'm thinking of the photos of him and Keely, and then him still acting like perfectly fine around everybody else, even though someone. I don't know. I need to rewatch, clearly.
Okay.
Brain not functioning.
It's all good. Wait, okay, so now I'm on the scene where like Sam, they're all in the huddle and Sam's like, I love you guys. And it doesn't seem like that other guy is here. Oh no, he is. He is. Is he?
I
Wait, hold
don't
on, I'm trying
know.
to figure it out. No, he might be. I think this is the
I
back of
feel like
his
you
head.
can't see everybody in that huddle, so it's hard to tell.
That looks like the back of his head, though. So maybe.
Maybe.
And then I think the cutest part of the entire trailer is the ending.
I'm so excited.
Marika just said, great job. I love this band. Ugh. Give me the season now.
Right?
I
Like,
can't wait another like 10 days.
it's not, it's the
It's
15th.
It's 2 weeks.
Over 2 weeks, like 15
No, it is
days.
2 weeks.
Yeah, technically. Comes out on the 15th, so like it's a day over.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. I also think it's so weird how the show's coming out on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because I'm also a little confused. Are all episodes going to drop on Wednesdays then?
I don't know.
Let me go look that up.
I don't know,
Oh,
but
yeah,
I would
no, I
just
guess I'll.
okay.
The season three finale airs in 92 days.
I don't like that.
That's in 3 months.
I don't like that.
Izzy will totally be home.
So how many episodes is that?
It's 12 episodes.
Okay.
We have the first 9 episode titles. The first one's called Smells Like Ted's Spirit. Second one is called Chelsea, which I'm assuming is that is when they're playing Chelsea. Three is called 36986, which I'm very intrigued. Episode four is called The Big Week. Episode five is Signs, which I'm hoping is a lot of like romance stuff.
Wait, what?
Hopefully. Episode five is called Signs.
Ah.
So I'm hoping for romance. Episode six is called Every Disadvantage Has Its Advantage. Episode seven is called Olas. Episode eight is We'll Never Have Paris. I'm just gonna cry during that episode
I feel
immediately
like,
because
yeah.
I have a feeling that's gonna be the episode where have you seen the behind the scenes footage of when a bike rides past Rebecca and she falls into the water?
Yeah.
I'm hoping that's that.
Yeah.
And episode 9 is called the Mission At Attrition. Oh, Mission Attrition. That's a very big tongue twister.
36986 isn't giving me like anything. I was hoping there would be something about it. I'm excited.
So am
I'm
I.
very scared, but I'm very excited. I do think everything will work itself out by the end of the
Me
season,
too.
but I do feel like we're getting another one.
I hope
It feels
so.
like a four season show to me. I don't care what Jason says.
I know.
It just, I feel like, I don't know. Then again, we don't know how it plays out, so like it very well could end satisfyingly, but I'm just not quite ready to let go of them all after three seasons. I'm so bad with remembering names if there's like a bunch of them. Like I'm watching, like when I watch Yellow Jackets, I'm like, I can give you a few of them.
Leslie Higgins, aka Jeremy Swift. I should have said that the other way. Debuted a single on Spotify.
Interesting.
Excuse me.
Hannah, it's your turn.
Oh my god.
He's kind of good.
I can't take this seriously, though.
Aww. No, because I'm just picturing him. But that's cute. He's actually pretty good.
Stop. I love that.
I love this cast. I love this show.
I'm so glad we're finally getting a season three.
Right?
Because I felt like we were never getting this.
No, ever. Really. Oh my gosh, I keep dropping my pen. And I just dropped a Swiffer. It is going great over here. Ugh. No, I am excited. I'm very nervous, but I'm excited, like, for when we actually get and are able to talk about it in full.
Yeah.
Should we do a premiere episode?
We can.
I think we'll just have to kind of see what it is when it comes.
Yeah.
The problem is that they're going to release it on Wednesdays. That really screws us up.
That does screw us up. God damn it.
Right.
It's fine, though. We've recorded it on Wednesday, though.
We have.
And, I mean, I'm watching it, like, the first thing that comes out. Like,
oh, absolutely.
I don't even know if I have, like, any theories of what's going to happen.
I just, like, I do think there's going to be a romantic moment between Ted and Rebecca.
Yeah.
I feel like Ted might get his divorce finalized.
Shitty ass wife. Oh, I lied. 97% of the cast I would die for.
Yes.
His wife is
she's
not one
of
them.
Not. Yeah. Sorry, she's not one of them. And I feel like Roy and Keeley will be fine. I feel like we might maybe get an engagement.
Stop.
Like an end of season engagement.
That would be amazing. Maybe that's why they're not revealing the last three episode titles.
Maybe.
I need maybe. It. Give me it. Right? Give me it.
And I want something good for Sam.
Yes.
I want something good for all of the team.
I read something that they think, this was during like the season two recap that I read quickly, that maybe Sam's dad will come.
Oh. I'd love to meet Sam's family.
It's the same opening his restaurant on. Yeah. Which I'm also, like, really confused. Well, I guess he's not cooking.
No, he just owns it.
Owns it.
I feel like that'll end up being a hangout for the team, though.
Probably. Team dinners!
I love it. It's gonna be so cute.
I just really...
I have a really good feeling about this season.
No, I think it's going to be amazing.
I do think it might be my favorite. I'm just, like, getting a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because now we, like, actually know these characters. We love them. Most of them. So, like, I feel like... I don't know. I just feel like it's going to be really good.
Jason Sudeikis, do you have a mind of gold?
Yes, you do. Please don't stop writing TV shows.
Please don't. Take me out on a date.
Yes.
This is something that I'm so annoyed at myself about, but I've always thought this, and I feel like people think I'm lying when I say this. I've always thought Jason Sudeikis was cute. I just thought no one else ever agreed with me. So I kept it to myself.
He is cute.
And then Ted Lasso came around and everyone's like, this man is everything. And I was like, nope. I love this man from the moment I found out he existed.
Yep. He is so cute.
Like, when people were watching Will Millers, I felt like no one thought he was cute or attractive. And I was like, this man's, like, adorable and hot. So, like,
for some reason, the mustache just really does it for him.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Like, he's so cute anyway, but, like, just the mustache really just brings it up a level.
You know what is also just feels really wrong? It happens occasionally where his hair is not styled. And I was like, wow, I feel like this is me seeing you naked.
Yeah. Because it's always so poised and
Lasso,
and really just in general.
Yes, it is. There was like I watched.
We love a man who actually takes care of himself.
We do, we do.
And you can tell he takes care of himself.
I love that man.
It's been a while.
Jason, I am available.
Me too. You should date Alexi and then invite me out. So I can third deal.
We'll bring,
can you bring,
I don't know his name.
Oh, I always forget it. Can you bring, I know it. It is right on the tip of my tongue, but I will mess it up.
So bad with names. If anyone wants to really know how bad of names are, I've been at my new job for 4 months and I just found out someone's new name today.
Can you bring Taheeb?
Yes.
Please. I also don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but
geez, can you also bring Miss Wanningham? We can have
please.
Please.
Bring us Juno as well for Izzy.
Brett?
Yes. Okay, just bring the cast.
Yeah.
You can leave Nate at home.
Yeah.
We have something against him right now.
I'm sure he's a great person.
Oh, I'm sure, but like I can't do it right now.
I did feel bad, though, that people were, like, sending him, like, really bad hate comments. Oh. Like, and I was like,
people just take TV way too seriously.
It's a show. Yes.
Like, calm down.
He's an angel. I'm sure in real life.
Even in season one, he's very sweet.
Yeah.
He just needed that. He was the perfect pick to be a villain because you didn't expect it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do we have anything else to say?
No, other than just drop it freaking now.
Yes, you please made drop it soon.
Extra, like, so the first season, I think, premiered in August. The second season premiered in July. It's going to be March.
He could have made it go August, July, June.
Stop.
So I think we should be grateful.
Very true.
No, but if you guys want to see a premiere episode review, we can do that.
Yeah, we can. So dumb.
I don't know what we're doing next week.
Girl.
Never mind. We're taking a break next week.
I'm going on vacation.
I'm not. Can I come in your suitcase?
Yep, you can.
Okay, I'm going on vacation.
I was looking at the weather. It's currently, like, 88 degrees there.
I don't know what that is here, but it's definitely warmer.
It's a lot warmer.
It's a degree here, Celsius. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit.
It's 34 degrees here.
It doesn't help.
I think it's 33 there in Fahrenheit.
You're probably right. I was hoping my computer would just, like, have weather. It probably does. I just don't know where it is.
Oh, wait. Why don't I just do this? Just go on Snapchat.
That's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah. It's the same temperature, because it says it's 0 degrees here.
Jesus. Oh, it is zero here now.
Cool. So it's the same.
Yeah. God love it.
I hate winter.
But anyway, I don't know what we're... No, wait. We do maybe know what we're doing the week after next. So, I think.
We do know what we're doing the week after.
Yes, we are. We're doing Yellow Jackets.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. We're not doing Yellow Jackets. Gosh, Sam. What are we doing next week, the week after that?
I'm going to let you, like, marinate on that a little bit.
Oh, we're doing Scream 6.
Yeah, we are.
We are. Sorry, there's so many releases coming in March. There is a lot of releases coming in March.
Like, so. let's just look at my TV time for a quick sec. I'm very behind on shows right now because the new season of Outer Banks just dropped and I watched the full season. It wasn't that great. I just want to say that. I don't know why they already renewed it for season 4. Because they finished, like, the mystery and they're now bringing a new one. And John B was really annoying this season. John B, like, wasn't a part of the group this season because his dad was found out alive. Sorry for spoilers. It wasn't that great. Let's see. So I have Ted Lasso, Yellow Jackets, Riverdale.
Oh, Riverdale comes back.
Riverdale comes back in less than a month. Oh my god.
If we get a trailer, we can also probably break that down too.
That will be a wild one. Macy?
Macy!
Then there's, I think I told you about the show that I watched. The first season was called Schmigadoon.
Yes.
It's based, okay. So now the second season comes out. It's called Schmicago.
I love that.
Right?
I love that a lot.
Right? Why can't Catherine Zeta-Jones, like, cameo?
Right.
And then there's this show that's based off a book that I wanted to read, so I'm just going to watch the show instead.
What book?
It's called The Last Thing He Told Me. My mom read the book. She keeps telling me to read the book. But I heard the book wasn't that great. I have to ask Macy. I don't think Macy read it either. And then there's a show called Love and Death, which is about Candy Montgomery, but it's the one with Elizabeth Olsen. And then a TV show called The After Party, which is actually really funny.
You are going to be stumped with shows.
And I still have our scavenger hunt.
Oh my god, we have to film that in April. We're aiming for the end of March or mid-March. When are we aiming for? What did we say?
Well, I'm going to say end March because we have every single week down.
Okay, we're going to aim for the end of March.
Okay. Yeah. We gotta start watching.
We're making some progress.
I've watched 3 movies in the past 4 days. I think that's progress.
Yeah, I'm 8 movies in.
I don't know how many I'm in. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So thank you for joining us on this episode of Enter the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our Twitter is Enter Fangirls and our YouTube and Instagram is Enter the Fangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Fangirls.